A person who has severe tzar, anguish, or even it's from just the physical conditions, it's very cold outside, and his mind is not collected, he's also potter from tefillin, because one is also to be masiach das, and he will not have his mind on the tefillin. It's mashma, even if masiach das is not kalos rosh. If he's involved in other things other than tefillin, it's a problem. If a person who was in the middle of learning Torah and it came time to put on tefillin, he's potter, except for the time of Kriyat Shema and tefillah. Shabru says that possibly it's only when he's involved in Torah Shebichtav, because that's also a type of ois, and therefore passes him from the ois of tefillin. This whole din that he's potter from tefillin is a chiddush, because Talmud Torah does not potter a person from mitzvahs that he's required to do. But Shemru explains that this is also tefillin is lamanti Torah Shem b'ficha. It has something to do with Talmud Torah also, and therefore there's such a potter. The Maisa, the Gro Paskin said only person shetiras nosoi, like Reb Shimon bar Yochai, has his p'tur. So the Maisa is not nogea. Today a person who's learning has to take off, put on the tefillin when the time comes for davening. So if you'd alef lo yachle tefillin v'nei rabbi, ela yifne l'tzad, achem v'nei emosav yachle shalai v'fonav. One should not take his tefillin off in front of his Rebbe Muvik that he learned most of his chokhmah from. So he's supposed to be in awe, and it's a type of zilzul.